In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So if you go with me back in time a long, long ways, there was Moses with all the Israelites trapped between the Red Sea and Pharaoh's armies. And only a pillar of fire sent by God stood between the people of God on the one hand and enslavement and or death on the other. And they were terrified. Some said, wouldn't it be better to be a slave, even under the Egyptians, than to be slaughtered altogether? And Moses said, do not be afraid. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. And God blew his spirit all night long across the sea, and the sea was parted in two, and through the water all the Israelites passed. Every man, woman, and child was saved from both slavery and death through water, the water being a wall on their right and on their left. And when they got to the other side, when the last one was out of harm's way, Moses stretched his hands back out over the sea, and whoosh, God buried the pursuing tyrant beneath the waves of the sea. And oh, the celebration that night, fires and dancing and singing and feasting. There's this one song, Moses and the children sang the verses. Miriam grabs her tambourine, and she and the women together sing the chorus. For gloriously has he been glorified. Fortunately for us, someone wrote the song down, and we still have it to this day. And we'll get to sing it today during clergy communion. I've asked the choir to sing it, although unfortunately without the tambourine. But this passing through water was a great victory for the people. It was their salvation. It was the end of captivity. It was the end of the death sentence. It became the defining event of old Israel. If you look through scriptures, through the Old Testament, over and over, they refer to the God who brought us up out of Egypt. That's how they defined their nation, and their God was the one that brought them out of Egypt, over and over. It was their Pascha. It was the people's victory by and in God. Now, some of you might be wondering why I'm telling this story today of all days, but I bet more than a few have figured it out. Little Nicholas receives holy baptism today. Every baby born into this world is born a slave, not to Pharaoh, but to sin, and born under a death sentence. No matter how long they live, that will be their ultimate end in this world. It's not a very pleasant thing to say about a beautiful, vibrant baby, but it would be cruel not to say it. We love Nicholas, and so we must say it. This little, sweet baby boy was born a slave to sin and born under a death sentence. Today, Annie and Michael, you have given Nicholas the greatest gift you could have possibly given him. We heard in Paul's letter to the Romans that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, buried with him in his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we also can walk in the newness of life and ultimately be united to his resurrection. You have brought little Nicholas to the waters that end captivity and the waters that end the death sentence. The waters that drown the tyrant, not Pharaoh, but drown Satan, even death itself, while little Nicholas passes through the waters, a wall on his left and a wall on his right, to new life. And therefore, today is Nicholas's Pascha. It is the day of his great celebration, for gloriously has God been glorified as Nicholas joins the people's victory. Speaking of the people's victory, that happens to be what the name Nicholas actually means, the victory of the people. This little boy is a sign and proof of the people's victory in the waters of baptism. The victory of life over death, the victory of love over sin is given to God's people, and Nicholas here proves it. He proves it. Jesus Christ rescues us from the slavery to sin and rescues us from death itself through water. And gloriously has he been glorified in our little Nicholas today. But there is more to the story. Lest someone accuse us of saying that baptism is some magic ticket to heaven or some other nonsense, let us not forget that just like a wedding is only the beginning of a marriage, baptism is but the beginning of a very long journey. After Israel passed on foot through the sea, they were freed from slavery and from the death sentence under Pharaoh, but they still had a long journey. 40 years. Think about that number. 40 years before they would enter the promised land. After baptism, we still have a long journey of faith and faithfulness in this life before we'll see the promised land. Marriage is easy as pie once you've had the wedding, said no one ever. Life is smooth sailing guaranteed once you've been baptized, said the same no one. But baptism does give you a fighting chance, and more than a chance, baptism gives you the power, baptism gives you the path, baptism gives you the purpose, baptism gives you the person in whom we live and in whom we truly live. And that person, of course, is Christ Jesus, the one who is love and life in the flesh, the one who has been gloriously glorified by emptying himself for us. And therefore, Nicholas not only participates in the victory of the people, he shows us how to be victorious people as well. He shows us how to make that lifelong journey. Here is a child of God who loves unconditionally. I could stop right there. That could have been my sermon. Here is a child of God who forgives immediately. If you want to know the path of this life, look at him. He accepts love from anyone, from anyone. He has no prejudice based on race or politics or handicap or poverty or any of the million things we judge others by day in and day out. Here is a child of God who is content with just his most basic needs met. Can any of us say that? And did I mention that he loves unconditionally? What baptism does is that it allows Nicholas to carry that through the desert of this life, the 40 years, whatever number it will actually be. His baptism will allow him to carry this moment and this grace through his life. And it's not just an infant thing. It's a baptism thing. I mean, look at all the other kids who have been baptized, how they continue the journey in this life and love of Jesus Christ. And then from those kids, consider the teens, the adults, young and old. Even as life and as wandering gets noticeably more complicated, your baptism still provides that path and that power and the purpose and most importantly, the person in whom we truly live. Today is a day of great celebration. Little Nicholas lives up to his name, joins the people's victory through these waters. He becomes for us an icon of the people's victory, of how to live in faith and love. And above all, it's a celebration of the bountiful love of Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the tyrant and gives us new life through these waters. For gloriously has he been glorified. Amen.